Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is real estate investing as a successful side hustle. But before we get started, I always like to touch base with you guys and just see how people are doing. I know it kind of maybe getting tired of me saying this, but I just think it's important. We touch base every now and then. For those of you that have responded and written and asked questions and things like that, I want to try to answer everyone I can. Sometimes I don't make it all the way, they get buried. My apologies for that. But if there's anything you want to ask me, feel free to write to me anytime. And that's Bill at olddogsreinetwork.com. But just want to encourage you. I think there are some good opportunities out there. I'm seeing some property prices going down in certain areas. I think if you hang in there, you're going to see some good stuff too. Well, let's get on with our tip of the week here. Generate referrals. Now, savvy investors generate a large portion of their business through referrals. Because of this, it's important that you build your network and treat other investors with respect. Now, I've talked about this a lot, but I think real estate is more about relationships than it is about location. But they're both important, but without relationships, you're not going to get very far. So, you know, and we're talking about who do we refer to as, you know, this network of people? It could be business partners, clients, tenants, anybody with whom you've had a relationship with. So it's not just, you know, business people that are going to benefit you by maybe investing, but it's your attorney, your CPA. It's everybody you do any kind of business with. There are real estate investing groups out there. Great groups that you can get involved with. And as you attend on a regular basis, you start to make good connections that'll, again, work out to be business. It'll be a referral base for you to refer to as well as to receive referrals. I think the best real estate investors pay extremely close attention to detail. They're also typically very open to feedback, including complaints and concerns, and represent their business in a positive manner. This allows investors, by doing these types of referrals, to build the kind of reputation that makes other investors interested in working with them in the future and referring their friends as well. So don't just be a referral taker, but be a referral giver. And I think you're going to find that people are going to reciprocate down the road. And there is going to be that mutual connection that you're going to make with certain people that are going to be great resources on both sides. Well, let's jump into our topic, real estate investing as a successful side hustle. Now, ask any professional investor and nearly all will agree real estate is a great way to build wealth over time, making it one of the most valuable asset classes in any portfolio. In fact, 41% of Americans surveyed in 2021 said real estate is the best long-term investment. But real estate investing is challenging. You got to be realistic too. It requires education, networking, knowledge, and experience. Anybody that says this is an easy, fast way to, you know, to make a million, I'd turn around and walk the other way. I think there's definitely a fair amount of work, but you can learn the work and it can be a fun thing to do, but there's going to be those challenges throughout. Many investors new to the world of real estate start with part-time investing before jumping in with both feet. And there may be some listening out there who have been hesitant, didn't want to sort of jump in with both feet, but maybe part-time might make sense. There's some of you maybe that are approaching retirement. You aren't there yet, but maybe you could start sampling and start testing the waters to see if this is something you're really going to like. And in the process, hopefully generate a supplemental income, even though you're working a full-time job where you get a standard income, but you can start building up your base of knowledge, experience, and contacts on the real estate side, as well as starting to generate some income. More than 44% of Americans work some sort of side hustle or job to supplement their full-time work. And that's kind of a sad reality, especially in these inflationary times, that people have to do this. But it is something that people do, and some people enjoy it, you know, especially if it's something they're thinking will ultimately result in their financial freedom. So can you work part-time in real estate investing, and is it sort of a worthwhile side hustle? Well, with the right strategies and mindset, it definitely can be. So here are some tips. I'm going to share some things that will help you in if you want to pursue it in this manner. Start part-time. You know, maybe it's just getting one property. Maybe it's just starting with an Airbnb. It could be with doing a house hack and maybe moving into the fourth unit of a fourplex. So the first thing you got to do is sort of know your options. Many real estate side hustles call for more hustle than money, making them ideal for people that are maybe new investors that may not have the funds necessarily to invest. Maybe if you're a younger person listening and you're going, yeah, I want to run around and find properties and research partner with somebody that's experienced, that's been there and done that on the real estate side, and you can glean from them. They can maybe invest the funds, but you can be the legs and hands and feet, kind of going out there making the contacts and finding the properties. And so some of the things that you can do that with are like wholesaling, where you don't really need anything to start per se, but you've got, you do have to dig in, and sometimes you're going to have to do direct mail, or you're going to have to do driving for dollars or looking for abandoned houses or whatever it is that will help you to bring those leads in. Flipping can be that way, but you do have to have the money definitely to put into it. But if you can go through a hard money banker, then you can sometimes get 100% of it financed. If you can flip it and make money, you can do really well. Some are bird dog people that'll go out and start, looking for other potential homes that you could, bring to a partner where you're going to get a finder's fee. Other options, do require maybe a little bit more cash and maybe working with a lender to get sort of higher yields, but things like buy and hold, rental properties, Airbnb, vacation rentals, things like that, you're definitely going to need to put some dollars into doing those. There are advantages to owning and managing rental properties. I mean, I've seen all kinds of real estate investing, and I personally like it, whether it's a multifamily home and where you could maybe even live in one unit and rent out others, or a single family home or vacation house. These investments can generate value in three different ways. And this is why I like rental properties, because it's not just one income source. Yes, you're going to get monthly income from rents, but you also have the advantage of getting appreciation. If you buy right and buy the right property, then the value goes up. As your tenants are paying down your mortgage and your equity is increasing, this property becomes worth more and more to you. Not only can you use it for leverage, but if you just hold on to it, you're going to have it's going to boost your net worth. And it can be something that you might be able to leverage into bigger properties later down the road. And that's not everything. I think that one of the key things is tax benefits. The tax benefits that come from owning a rental property are phenomenal. Depreciation and all the other things that come with that can be a huge advantage to you as a, you know, just in your real estate business. On the other hand, buying rental properties does require a significant amount of money, a regular investment of time and skills to manage tenants and the property itself. And there's the possibility of vacancies, maybe some major repairs or maintenance that can come along that can reduce your cash flow. So there are certain risks involved. But before deciding if rental properties is right for you, you might want to consider maybe even overseeing other investors' properties. A lot of people don't think of this, but you could, you know, offer another existing real estate investor, say, hey, I'll be happy to be sort of the guy that, you know, to run over and check on these properties and to help. Help so you don't have to worry about them. So you can, you know, kind of acting like a property manager. And you can't really officially say you're a property manager because I believe you have to have a certain stage, you have to have broker's license. It might be all states, I'm not sure. But but you can do that on a small basis. You can help out an investor, and in exchange, you're learning how this person acquires properties, analyzes properties, and learns, you know, a lot of the various elements. And they can help teach you how to be a good manager, how to manage property maintenance and marketing and all the things that goes into owning a rental property. House flipping can yield great returns in a short amount of time, but you do run the risk of having a loss here and there if you don't estimate things right, or if you put too much money into the rehab and you don't get the return. At this particular season, at the end of July 2021, post-COVID, probably not the best time to flip properties. But if there's a change and a correction like we think is coming up in the market, it may be a great time to flip. When it comes to selling properties, such as maybe a recently renovated house, investors in most states throughout the U.S., from Maine to Arizona, can benefit from using the 1031 exchange. That's another benefit in which capital gains are deferred when proceeds from one investment property are reinvested into another. There are also REITs, which is another possible route to go. I'm not a big fan of REITs, but some people really like them. I feel a little more comfortable with just sort of crowdfunding, where you can go and you can invest in numerous investments, sometimes by paying less than, you know, $20 or something. But you're, you know, investing with the idea of getting a good yield. So with the crowdfunding, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're looking at when you look at numbers to analyze, just like any investment. REITs allow investors to diversify the purchase shares of a portfolio of income-producing properties owned and managed by the trust. The holdings often include a variety of asset classes, including shopping malls, apartment complexes, office buildings, resorts, warehouses, or other large-scale properties that might be out of the reach for an individual investor. You're investing in real estate, which is pretty cool. The problem is you really don't have any kind of control on it whatsoever. One of the advantages is they must pay out 90% of its taxable profits in order to maintain its REIT standing. So you have a little bit of a hedge there. Similar to REITs, as I mentioned, real estate crowdfunding allows investors to pool their funds to purchase shares in a portfolio of commercial and residential assets. And in some cases, even income-producing farmland. It's some pretty cool stuff out there that they've opened up to through their online platform. But you can do this from your laptop, invest in real estate, and never really have to worry about the management part of it. But you do have to make sure, again, you're investing in projects that you would want to do the same due diligence you would for something you invest $10 in as you invest, you know, a couple hundred thousand. Many online platforms have a low minimum investment. As I mentioned, we have the CEO from Ground Floor who was on our show, and you can invest as low as $10. So you could, for $100, you can invest in 10 different projects, and you could diversify and kind of hedge your bet a little bit. Not to make it sound like it is a bet, but it's an investment. Like any investment, though, crowdfunding has its risk and it may be subject to the management fees and other restrictions as well. So that's just, again, know what you're investing in. Another key thing is, and I recommend this, find a partner. Find somebody, if you're, especially if you're a part-time investor, you're working with, a partner, somebody who maybe they're a full-time investor, or maybe they're, it may be someone who has the funds to invest, but they don't have the time to pursue these in rental properties or flips or whatever it may be that you're working with them. So you partner with them so that you can do the groundwork. You know, splitting the financial load, if you decide to go that route, will help fund your investments as well as reduce your risk. And sharing the hours needed to launch a part-time business with a partner will grow the business faster and more efficiently, as well as dividing the labor based on your individual skills and skill sets. You may try working with a part-time realtor, someone who understands the industry. Maybe they're an investor and a realtor, but you can do a lot of the groundwork for them. It's important, though, you know, to take that partnering part serious if you can do it. Real estate investing requires knowledge and know-how, and partnering with an experienced mentor will not only up your investment skill, but will keep you accountable and motivated. So you have somebody that's watching out for you and educating you at the same time, but they can motivate you as well just because they know what they're doing, right? If you have limited funds, you can partner with an experienced real estate investor who doesn't have the time to do the footwork, but has the funds if you're willing to put in the time. You need to assemble your team. Another key thing that, again, if you're doing this part-time, you want to get other people taking the load so you don't have to, so you can work your full-time job with very little input having to be put into your investments. A network of reputable and reliable contacts is one of your most valuable assets, particularly if those contacts have years of knowledge and experience and are willing to share. The most valuable advice you'll receive is that of a trusted mentor who wants to see you succeed. And that's the kind of person you do want to align yourself with on your team. Your mentor is one of the key people. It could be your partner and mentor, but that person is somebody that can help guide and direct you and keep you on track and hopefully, you know, prevent you from making the mistakes that they might have made. Part of your network should include a good real estate attorney, a good accountant to handle the bookkeeping and manage the taxes associated with your real estate business. Also connect with a good solid contractor for repairs and maintenance. Property managers are key, very key if you're an out-of-state investor as well. And have experienced realtors or brokers who are, you know, trying to find you good properties all the time, and the people that would be well worth the commission that you'd pay them. It does help you to not only find good properties, but it helps you navigate the market, whether you're buying or selling. Also, automate the process if you can. As a part-time investor, it would be wise for you to automate as much of the operations of your real estate business as possible. Any new venture is a lot of work, and real estate investing, it is a business. And it's no exception. It takes work as well. Efficiency is the key to prevent burnout from balancing a full-time job and personal life with a part-time hustle. Your time is your most valuable asset, and anything that frees you up to do more is a good thing. So automate or outsource the tasks you can. Remember, just because you can do something yourself doesn't mean you should do it. You really have to look at, read Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Work Week, and there's a lot of tips in there about how to do things where you can automate the process or set up systems that'll help you to take you out of the equation so that you can focus on the key areas that you need to, as analyzing the good properties and good markets and things like that. Consider these options for automating or outsourcing various business functions. You could use a call forwarding app or an answering machine or an answering service. I don't think they have answering machines anymore, but answering service to manage incoming calls and autoresponders for email. So if you're going to be doing some heavy, aggressive marketing in the area, you know, you want to have these types of things. Know which ones to get. We have links in our website that you can find places that are good places to contact. They can get you mailing lists and do all kinds of things. You could also market your business with email drip campaigns and email blasts. You can use freelancers to maintain your website, blog, and social media accounts. Hopefully you use accounting software to keep track of your expenses and finances. A virtual assistant is really great if you can get somebody like that with real estate experience that can take a lot of these things off of you and work for, you know, very reasonable rates. And that's somebody you might just touch base with, you know, just, you know, maybe at the end of the day, each day, or depending on how much you use that person. Fiverr, I've mentioned Fiverr a bunch of times on this, which is a great resource for quick talent referrals, virtual assistants, people to that manage SEO campaigns and websites and all kinds of things. The Pareto principle, as you're probably familiar or know the term, the 80-20 rule, says 80% of results come from 20% of the effort. In other words, ask yourself which 20% of my actions are causing 80% of the effect. Use the most effective 20% of your marketing, sales, and productivity to drive your business forward. And then finally, you know, don't stop learning. Knowledge is power, and you need a lot of it to get started in real estate investing, even part-time. Keep current with seminars, training courses, or online classes. Use your time to listen to real estate podcasts. We have almost 500 podcasts you can listen to and probably 200-300 articles that you can tap into. And I've had many guests that have all the bigger pockets and other places you can get great content. You know, there's books that we recommend. There's great books out there you can get a hold of. You can get books on Audible where you can, while you're driving to and from work or even just running errands around, you can be listening to books, podcasts, what have you, YouTube, as well as great stuff. There's webinars out there and all kinds of free information you can tap into to build your knowledge base. So you might even consider, you know, selling real estate part-time. Get a real estate license. And I don't do this and probably wouldn't have a lot of time to do it, but some of you may, just for the education you get, and you get to learn about local, especially if you're buying properties locally, you'll know the local laws and codes and all the other things that'll be real invaluable for you as an investor. Successfully investing in real estate while still maintaining a full-time job, it's going to take commitment, a discipline, knowledge, and a thoughtful plan. You could do it with 2 hours a week. You could do it with 20 hours a week. You just have to build your plan based upon your availability and your time to do these things and try to offload and automate as much as you can. Using your time and resources wisely is key to creating a successful real estate business. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today will be included in detail in my show notes at the oldogsreinetwork.com/blog website. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Real Estate Investing as a Successful Side Hustle. And I will have some links in there so that you can get some good stuff that you can, if you're looking at building resources as well. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.